Hey everyone, how's it going? This is Luke, and I'm welcoming you all back to the XYZ Experiment podcast. I'm here today with Fee and Dash, and guys, I wanted to talk to you about something that has kind of been preoccupying me over the last couple weeks, and, you know, I'm turning 27 this year.
Ooh.
That I'm starting to kind of have these experiences that I've never really happened before, in between kind of, I guess, nostalgia and, like, reflection. In the last couple of weeks, I've started having these really strong urges to start reading old, like, books again. And not just books that I enjoyed, you know, while I was in high school or in uni, but actually books from, like, my childhood. Like, I'm getting this really strong urge to read, like, the Percy Jackson series again.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And not only that, but I actually went to an op shop the other day and bought the book, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, I think it's called.
Yep.
And that book was something that was part of my childhood. Like, I knew a lot of people around me when I was in, I think, early high school were reading it, but I never had a chance to read it. And I'm just kind of, I'm also getting drawn in a lot through, like, YouTube shorts and stuff to these, like, I guess, like, 2000s core videos, what you'd call it, where it's like doing these flashbacks to pictures of the early 2000s and being like, remember when life was like this? And I guess it's making me maybe a bit nostalgic, but also this real desire to kind of go back to these older kind of, I guess, artifacts from my childhood. And I wanted to know whether or not that's something you guys had experienced. And I'm using books as an example, but anything that kind of brings you back to your childhood. And is that something you kind of, you had that, like, kind of, I guess, a phase at one point where you were doing that? Or is that something that just kind of comes in, like, I guess, cycles, and it, like, something that happens quite often for you?
Well, first of all, as a 27-year-old, it makes the first thing in my head is, like, you have nostalgia, you're only 27.
It's interesting, isn't it? But I actually feel like now I've, like, lived a life enough where, like, you know, reading those, like, for example, the Percy Jackson books, it's been 15 years since I've read
them. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so actually there has now been a considerable amount of time between me and these things where, like, lots of life actually has happened, I guess. And maybe the reason that I'm saying that is because this is the first time I'm actually experiencing this.
Ooh.
Do you think something, like, well, I think you've already said this, that something prompted you to do that? Like, I find that because I watch a bit of TikTok, I like to watch a lot of stuff that says these were the top 10 songs in 1981. And I listen to the top 10 songs and I think, oh, and then I go onto my Spotify account and I listen to the songs again, you know, because it's just reminding me, oh, I loved that song back in the 1980s. Or it reminds me of, there's like some songs that remind me specifically of something that happened in my life. Like, I can think of an example, like we had one year, one of our school end of year celebrations was with the boys' school. I went to an all-girls school with the boys' school, and it was at a roller disco. And so we had this roller disco, and there's one song in particular that every time I hear it, my brain immediately goes back to that roller disco. Like, I can just picture the roller disco immediately with this one song.
Wow.
And so I love that song. I actually, every time I hear it, I think, oh, I love that song. I really love that song. And sometimes I want to listen to it on my, you know, on my Apple Music. And yeah. So yeah, definitely that happens to me quite a lot.
I'm kind of like you though, Luke. I don't normally reread books. Today, like at this point in my life, I did when I was probably in my 20s, I would reread books also because I didn't have a huge book collection. And so I'd just reread books for comfort and like when I was traveling and stuff. But when I was in high school, Titanic came out and it was such a phenomenon. And we watched it. I think I saw it at the cinema 3 times. And so many of our friends, like, watched it multiple times at the cinema. It was just one of those groundbreaking technology-wise and just storyline-wise, and everyone loved Leo and everyone thought Kate Winslet was amazing. Although, you know, she has come out and said how much people told her she was fat during that time. Mm. Anyway, that's a side story. I watched that over summer.
Did you like it still?
I was like, it is still an epic movie. Like, there's still epicness in it. And there's still things that stand out, like, pretty well, but there's some CGI stuff like when they do back visuals of the boat and, or ship, I should say, and then like kind of zoom over the top, you can see their computerized people walking the deck. Like they it looks like you're in a computer game. You should watch it just to see that. But that doesn't stand up. But I was like, wow, this is, and then it just made you go down a big hole of like, what a tragedy the Titanic was and all of that kind of stuff.
I'm busy screaming at the screen. Let him on the door, Rose. Let him on the door.
And there's actual documented footage, because they weren't in deep water, of her on the door, Leo on the door, and James Cameron on the door. All three of them on the door having a conversation about what they're doing in the next scene. So it's not that it could just hold two people. It could actually hold three. Yeah.
I reread books all the time. All the time. Like, I had a big year of it last year, rereading a whole lot of books. I reread all the Harry Potters.
Yeah.
I reread a lot of these Japanese samurai books. I reread a heap of those. I read 12 of them.
Oh, my gosh.
I reread some Oscar Mural books.
Why did you reread them?
I don't know. I go through phases, I think. I reread Fourth Wing about 3 times in 2 years. Reread that a few times. Just to get a deeper perception of it and just to get a better understanding of it. Sometimes I think I speed read way too fast, like I read through the book too quickly and I miss a lot of the nuances. So I often go back the second time and read it a little bit slower and then pick up more from it and pick up more about the characters and things like that. There's some books I can't reread because they're written so badly, but I loved the story, but the writing is like agony for me to reread it. No, definitely I would do that. I just wonder for you, Luke, with going back and seeing some of these books, what's making you do that? Like, is there something going on in your life? Are you?
It's interesting because I think the catalyst for it was I was actually at my partner's family home, and she has quite a few siblings and a few of them are a little bit younger than us. And when she was giving me a tour of her house, there was one room that just had maybe 3 or 4 bookshelves and it was just filled with all of the children's books from my childhood.
Mm.
Like every single one of them, the Percy Jackson series, the Harry Potter series. And there was like the Diary of a Wimpy Kid series. There was just every type of children's book you could think of or that I remember from my childhood. And it hit me with this real wave of nostalgia, but in a way that's like, it's, I think one caveat that I would say is that there are times where every now and then I'll reread a book, but I've never really had this desire to go back and reread books that, I guess, not to say that I'm this expert reader, but were actually a little bit below my reading level.
Yeah.
Like going back and actually reading books that are for children.
Yeah.
And so that's what I was kind of interested in. I was like, it's interesting. Why is it that I'm going actually, it's not just that I'm getting nostalgic, but I'm almost not regressing, but I'm going back to this younger reading style, a writing style, I guess I should say. So I wonder if you guys had ever done that.
But hang on, Percy Jackson in particular, what out of all the books that you saw made you go to Percy Jackson?
That was the one that I was, I guess, the most nostalgic about.
Okay. I have never
read Percy Jackson. They're great books. I love the Percy Jackson books. I read them all as well.
And what's
about? Not as a child, but as an adult, it's the Greek gods.
Oh.
Yeah, and they're children of the Greek gods. So Percy Jackson is the child that his mum is mortal and his father is Poseidon. That's where the stories are about that, about how they live on Earth and all the classic, like the Cyclops and the Golden Fleece and all those sorts of stories.
It's almost
and
a retelling of the Greek myths, but in like a more modern setting.
Yeah, Medusa and all that sort of stuff. And they've done TV series and movies on it.
There's a movie on it. I remember that. But I just never got into that when I was growing up.
They're great books. And they also go into the Roman. They then cross over into the Roman history as well. Yeah, yeah. They're great books. And they're well written. I think that's part of it as well. Mm. Do you find a certain genre of book is attracting you? Because, of course, that's fantasy. Is it a certain genre? I mean, I know The Curious Case of the Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime is not fantasy. And that was a really interesting, because I remember when that book came out, because that's about neurodivergency. That was the first book I'd ever read on neurodivergency, you know, a storyline on it. Yeah, that's quite different again, like quite a different book.
Yeah, I think it is mainly fantasy. I think that is probably a little bit of an outlier, but going back to those fantasy books, whether it's like Percy Jackson, Spiderwick Chronicles, like I've just, I'm getting this real strong pull to start reading them again.
Yeah. Is it to escape the real world?
Yeah, you know, I'm wondering if it's a grounding technique or just like, yeah, just like a safety thing.
Because they're lovely books to read too, with nice messages and good and evil and all that sort of stuff. Like they're fun to read, and the hero does win in the end, you know.
And I'm wondering, yeah, and I think we were kind of talking a little bit about this off mic, but I think I'm wondering if I'm missing the simplicity in those stories.
Yeah.
Mm. Even stories like Lord of the Rings, it's very complex, but at the same time, it can be very simple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel as though, like, with a lot of books that I'm reading now that are like modern readings, it's very signposty about what's going on in people's minds. It can't just be this very clear narrative. Like, it has to be quite complicated and dark, and there has to be real struggle, and they can be really macabre as well. And so I think maybe I'm just looking for that kind of simple storytelling that I still like really enjoy.
Mm.
I will say this. You are in a year of study, which is going to be quite intense. And I know when I've been in like my final year of my PhD, I was very much drawn to shows or movies or books that would grab my attention but wouldn't traumatize me. Mm-hmm. Like I couldn't, because everything else around me was taking so much mental energy. So it had to be a very relaxing thing. Like that was the era of watching Big Bang Theory, Friends on repeat, you know, like I just had to keep watching those kind of things for the relief of kind of going, okay, I've just got to get out of my brain and thinking too deeply about something, and I know that's a place that will get me there. So do you feel like that might be the case?
I do actually, because that actually reminded me last night when I was reading The Curious Incident, I was feeling a little bit more impacted by things that were happening in that book than I remember normally getting impacted by when reading a book. So I think you might be right there. But I just thought it was really interesting that I was drawn back so far back to some of these books.
Are you being drawn back to TV shows or anything like that? Like Dash was just talking about Friends and things like that. Anything like that as well? Is it more the books?
I think it's more the books.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, yeah, maybe growing up, I wasn't too invested in too many TV shows. So maybe it's like that. But even, you know what? I take that back, because when we were at the op shop yesterday, I was like on the lookout for like any old DVDs and old video games that I might like have played as a kid as well. So maybe, it is just safety in some of those like childhood memories and some of those things that I really enjoyed as a kid.
Yeah. How about music?
I think, interestingly, with music, it's really already quite accessible to me through things like Spotify. So I feel like all the things that I enjoyed as a kid, I already kind of still cycle through them every now and then.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I do feel like older TV shows and books are kind of media that once they're kind of out of sight, out of mind, I guess,
yeah,
for me.
Yeah. 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 Are you enjoying the book? The Curious Case?
I'm really, really enjoying it. I've actually almost finished it within a day, because I just couldn't put it down. And I think I'll keep you posted. I think I'm going to start reading the Percy Jackson series again as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot to read in that now.
They've released sequels to, as in a part two of the actual Percy Jackson series itself, which is really interesting.
Yeah, because I must admit, I've been looking at the Percy Jackson thinking, because I've read to a certain number of books and then thinking, oh, I should now read all the new ones, but I'd have to reread the last one I just did.
Yeah.
So, for example, I was listening to a podcast and heard Dan Brown's got a new book coming out, and he hasn't published a book in over 10 years and in the middle of the year. So I'm currently rereading his last book to get me up to scratch on Robert Langdon before the next book comes out. So, and I'm rereading it going, actually, I remember this book quite a lot and I know what happens at the end, but I'm just trying to just get myself ready for the next book that's going to, because I am going to read it, you know. He's always big blockbusters, so I am going to read the next book. I do that quite often. Like if I know a book in the series is coming out and I've waited a year and I haven't read that book, I'll reread the last book getting ready for the next book.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Just so I'm up to date.
I do that with TV shows. I'll rewatch the previous season.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good to get ready for the new season, just to remind you.
Particularly if there's been a big gap
in
seasons.
So I've been thinking about Stranger Things, watching the last two episodes of that before the new season comes out, because it's been like that 3 or 4 years.
Been a massive gap.
Yeah, because I just thought I might not remember what happened.
I don't remember, actually. That's a good point. I should probably go back. We're all a little bit like that. We didn't think we were all like that at the start.
I know. I knew I was nostalgic for old things. But for me, and I know I've said this before on the podcast, I tend to do it a lot when I'm in a place that I just need some peace and quiet. Like, I understand, Luke, what you were talking about, Dash. I go back to those books when I'm in a period of my life that I just need to know the characters, and I need to know what the ending is, and I need that familiarity. I find it a real comfort, a real, real comfort.
Side note.
Yeah.
So if you're reading a book you haven't read before, but you're in that headspace of needing familiarity and kind of not being too, like, mental load, do you read the last chapter before finishing the book?
Never, I've never done that.
You've never done that?
I have. If I'm reading a book and I'm struggling with it, or a character is really bothering me, I'll sometimes go to the end to have a look what happens and whether it's worth me to continue on. I have done that. Not often, but I have done that.
I used to do it all the time.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Really?
And it was like, and even like when the internet came.
Yeah.
And we'd be watching a movie, I'd Google it. I still sometimes do that now to just know the end so I can prepare myself.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Emotionally, sort of thing.
Emotionally. What, like, particularly do they if it's die? Like intense, and like particularly if there's a dog in the movie, I have to know if the dog's okay.
I have to tell a funny story. I'm going to add something to that, because we went to the theatre in Geraldton to see Little Women, and this woman in front of us, and they've got, I think it's Beth who dies. And spoiler, and I might be wrong which character it is.
It was Beth.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So we're watching it, and Beth comes on and starting to get a little bit sick. And this woman in front of me starts like hysterically crying, right? And she's not dead yet. She's not dead yet. So she's hysterically crying. And then at the top of her lungs going, "She's gonna die." The whole audience just erupts in laughter, and she's sobbing and sobbing. Like, it was a spoiler. It's such a spoiler if you hadn't read the book. It's so funny.
Or watched the multiple versions of Little Women that have been a movie or TV show.
So funny. I'd be interested to know, once you reread the books, if you still like them.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes reread them and you just go, "Oh, that's not how I remember it." Or, "Oh, that doesn't seem appropriate anymore." Or, you know, just like we were saying, like if you watch certain episodes of Friends and they do all the fat shaming and all the transphobic stuff, and you just go, oh, that's not good. Yeah, that's not good at all. You just, I just wonder if how you'll find that. I mean, I've read Percy Jackson so many times. I just think, no, that'll be okay.
I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
But I also reckon we should ask our listeners to, like, leave us a little note if they've also reread, or what they've reread, what or they've rewatched.
Yeah.
And if they do the same thing.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Hey guys, it's Luke here. Thanks so much for listening to the XYZ Experiment podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a like, follow, and tell your friends and family about us.